This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I've got Adam Brewer with us today. He is the Chief Operating Officer for Information Systems Integration and also helped to form Shield Logic IQ. Adam, welcome to our program today.
Thank you, Derek. I appreciate it. It's exciting to be here. I'm very thankful that for the opportunity to be on the show.
You've got a great resume, and one of the things that you do that's extremely helpful, we had an issue today. You're passionate about helping business owners to alleviate their unnecessary struggles with technology, specifically security. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so, you know, I think small business owners, even the SMEs, entrepreneurs, I think cybersecurity in general has become this big monster that everyone's kind of afraid of. There's so much information out there, and there's a lot of scaremongering going on where you hear about these big high-level data breaches and companies going under, and it's just become this really big monster, I guess, is really the only way to describe it. But people don't really know where to start, and we see that a lot in the statistics. And so, you know, what I aim to do is to try to take all of that technical jargon and bring it down to a level that everybody understands. But more importantly, instead of looking at it like this really big, overwhelming situation, that we break it down to some really simple information that is actionable that can help people get on the right path.
That's great. I appreciate that you're doing this, because a lot of clients that I have, or a lot of companies that I've seen, ourself included, have been reactive instead of proactive. And that's not usually the best time, I'm guessing, correct?
Correct. And you know, that's been the traditional approach to all of this, is it's a reactive situation. But you see more and more of it nowadays, where companies are starting to be a lot more proactive, doing some monitoring and some risk assessments and things like that ahead of time. And I absolutely think that's the way to go. The reactive approach is usually pretty costly.
Yeah, and we spend all this time protecting our product, building it, building our relationships, and understanding our customers' desires and our supply chain and all the things that we do. And then sometimes this area is neglected. Can you give me some numbers? Give me some numbers of what it looks like. How big is human error? How big are the security breaches happening? Just shock us with a couple things that we may not know about in that area.
Well, I will tell you that 95% of cyber breaches are due to human error. Ransomware is kind of the soup du jour, if you will. And 90% of ransomware requires some form of human interaction in order for it to do its job, meaning that you have to click on a link or download a file or go to a website. So the human error portion comes heavily into play there, where they have to do something in order for that ransomware to be active. One of the really important statistics that I mention a lot is that 60%, or right around there, you know, statistics are kind of here and there. You can manipulate those however you want, but more than half, you know, most small businesses that encounter a significant breach close their doors permanently within 6 months. So they're totally out of business.
Wow.
And that's the scariest one to me, to know that you built something up and it's your passion and it's your dream. And I mean, me being an entrepreneur myself and going through that whole process, I know the blood, sweat, and tears and the sleepless nights that takes. Yeah. So to think that could all go away simply because your staff wasn't trained, or you overlooked something, or you just, you know, didn't know where to start or didn't think it was a priority, that bothers me a lot. And so that's one of the reasons why I'm here, and that's one of the reasons why Shield Logic was created.
Hey, if you're a small business owner and you need help working through some upper limit challenges, you need a board of personal advisors, you need help with your growth, go visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com.